Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, continuing in our theme at the moment of looking at God's promises, this week we're talking about how God promises to lead us. And I particularly focused on in our Heartbeat this week in the scripture in Proverbs, which we've probably heard many times in different ways over the years. So I'll read it again. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight." And I pulled apart the scripture and we looked at, you know, what do we need to do to lean into this promise that God will guide us? And really, if we nut it all down, it was all about trusting God.
Surrender of our hearts.
Yep.
And believing that he will, that he can, that he does.
But then showing it, because the last bit is, you know, in all our ways acknowledge him. So it's trusting God.
And handing over.
How do we show that trust? Yeah, exactly.
Handing over to him.
Yeah, and we're acknowledging him and all that. So I was sharing how, like at the moment, Hannah's been doing horse riding, but unfortunately they can't offer her time slot anymore, which is fine, but it's actually been me going, you know, God, what are you saying? Like, what should I do next? And just trusting that God has the next thing.
And maybe it's nothing next. Yes. Maybe it's having the break.
Exactly, which is a challenge for me. It's because it's funny.
That's the next thing.
I was at horse riding last week and I remember just standing there and Hannah's on the horse and I remember in my head just thinking, this is a lot of effort to get here every week, but I'll do it.
You know what
I mean? And then at the end of the session, they go, you know, we can't do it. And I was like, oh, that's fine. But straight away, my ears prick up and I think, God, what are you saying to me? You know, because for me, I'm like, I want Hannah to, you know, do things and enjoy herself. But yeah, maybe it is having a break. So I don't know the answer, but I do feel like I'm trusting that God will show me what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We so often as parents, as mums, as women, you know, even if you're not married or don't have a family, but as women, we normal human beings, we plan things. We in our life, you know, we look at what's happening during the week. Oh, yeah. Well, Monday I'm out here and this is happening on Tuesday and I'm work there and, you know, and, you know, if we've got children then it's dropping off there and picking them up here and doing this. And we sometimes chock our lives so full of stuff that sometimes the next step is have a break. don't take your child to everything. Meaning, no, you do, but they don't have to play piano, do a sport, do drama, do, you know, like all the things. I was different, I guess, because I had 5 children, but I ended up saying, you pick one thing to do. Now, each child would pick a different thing possibly. So you are sort of out different times. Mm. But it was still wasn't as exhausting. I wanted them to do something, but one, we could only afford so much. But two, it was also time and effort. Because I wanted them to enjoy what they loved doing. But we as a family still needed to be a family together, having time together, having time separate, having downtime, having church time, having God time together and separately.
Yep.
And otherwise, if I filled it with so much stuff, and so sometimes it is trust in the Lord, he'll guide you on the next step or the best things to do. Your whole life.
Yeah. There is sometimes though, or many times, I shouldn't just say sometimes, it just comes up at different times in your life where you really don't know what to do. Like you don't know, if I go this way, then okay, this will happen. But if I go this other direction, well, then there's these consequences. Or sometimes you can delay not making a decision at all, which is almost a decision
of not
in
doing
itself.
Anything.
Yeah, just staying put. And that's when it's tricky.
You call upon the Lord,
yeah,
because it says he will guide your path. He will straighten, meaning when it looks, oh, I don't know which way to go. Is it that way or is it that way? Like it's all crooked, say. He will close doors, open doors, guide you. It mightn't be instant or instantaneous because sometimes he likes the journey that you are with him, sharing with him, praying about it, calling upon
which
his leadings.
Which is all about the trust and surrender, isn't
it? Yes, his leadings. And then he'll go, okay, this is the way. And then you look at it and go, why didn't I see that months ago? That's exactly where I need to be.
This talks about, you know, we should acknowledge him in all our ways. What do you think that means? What does that look like?
I see it in two things. Acknowledge him by asking for his assistance.
Yep.
So for his direction. And then thanking him for even when you don't see the direction. Thank you, Lord, that you have heard my prayer, that I know you're working in my life and working in my circumstances. Then when something does happen, thank you, Lord. Wow, you're amazing. Look what you've done for me. Look what you've done for my family. You've always been there for me. May I fall in love with you more and trust in you more. Like it's another lesson of trust.
Yep.
It's like you build, you know, your faith in God gets built upon. And so you learn to surrender and trust more and go deeper and surrender and trust more. Your whole journey. And so it is asking, but then having a heart for gratitude. So to me, it works both ways.
And coming to that surrender again and again. One of the scriptures that I knew existed in James, but, you know, it's not one that I would memorize, but is if you lack wisdom,
ask for
wisdom. Because the scripture actually says, ask God who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, like God will give you wisdom. You just got to ask for it.
Yeah, yeah. What do I choose in this circumstance, Lord? What words do I use? Put the words in my mouth that I need to share with this person that I'm now going to visit. Put in my heart a heart of gratitude or a heart of mercy and compassion for this person that I'm visiting that I know needs you or needs your love, needs my love. You know, you're using me to express love. Ask God.
Yeah. And I suppose when we ask for wisdom, it's another way of acknowledging God by saying, God, you are God.
Yes, I need
I'm just
what
me.
You have.
I need you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this week, the weekly challenge is to think of a situation that you need guidance and think about how you can trust God and how you can acknowledge him in your life. So that's the weekly challenge for this week. So we hope that that has really blessed you, that that would give you some encouragement for where you need to trust in God and guidance in your life. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.